Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, that didn't take long. A brand new lead announcer for Monday Night Raw starts next week. We'll talk about who that is in a moment. Plus, a WWE Hall of Famer is set to be a part of Dynamite ahead of Double or Nothing. For Thursday, May the 27th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
So I would imagine that the real hard gig has got to be finding one of them play-by-play guys that doesn't annoy the shit out of you.
Here's the deal. No, seriously.
That's a real job right there. Color's easy. Doing play-by-play, that's a real job. That's
but
like
they
being
do a lot more
news
of them.
Anchor.
But the difference between color and play-by-play is we're specific to a particular sport. I mean, we can call grappling and combat sports and whatever. Play-by-play guys do... I'll do basketball 1 week and then hockey and then this and then that.
It's a job,
but there are a lot more of them. You can go, okay, he's good at basketball and soccer. You can see a body of work before they jump in. A lot of times it's, we need a guy who knows a sport and there are only so many.
They can talk.
It's a very different job, very different skill set.
But people get real angry if you don't know MMA. If you're like a play-by-play guy and you say some goofy shit, and you don't really know the sport.
The hardcore MMA fans get mad.
So mad.
They do.
They get
they
mad.
Freak
and they
out.
Don't forgive you either.
They don't.
If they don't think you really know the sport or really love the sport, those two things are critical.
Yeah.
You have to really know it and really love it. Otherwise, they're like, fuck. You.
People hated me when I commentated for
King of
the Cage.
That's Joe Rogan in conversation with former UFC and Bellator color analyst and now the new Monday Night Raw play-by-play commentator, Jimmy Smith. Earlier this week, Adnan Virk and WWE mutually parted ways. For Adnan Virk, it was due to the schedule of traveling back and forth from Monday Night Raw to his home and balancing all the other stuff that he has going on. Many are saying as well that it was simply a case of WWE not being as impressed with Adnan Virk as they hoped. He didn't pick it up as quickly as they wanted it to. And this led to both parties agreeing that this isn't going to work out. And Adnan Virk is away. And from here, we ask the question, who's going to take his place? Well, that question was answered, and it's a surprising answer, as former Bellator and UFC broadcaster Jimmy Smith is now the new lead announcer for the flagship WWE show. So he commented on the announcement from WWE, saying, "Hey guys, it's been a busy day. Apparently WWE liked my work so far. I know I'm stepping into a new world. I was a Mr. Perfect and Bruiser Brody fanatic, however, but know I'll do everything I can to honor the athletes and the fans. Watch Monday and judge my work for yourself. Well, your first mistake is they're superstars and universe." I'm being facetious. So this is an interesting one. Somebody else from outside of the wrestling world coming in to lead Monday Night Raw. Also, with Jimmy Smith, he's down to be the lead play-by-play guy. In his previous roles with Bellator and UFC, he was the analyst. He was the color commentator. So this is a bit of a change of guard for him. We'll see how he goes. You'll know him from his run with Bellator, as we've said. He's been working with Michael Cole and the WWE staff as of late to train for a possible announcing role. So he's somebody that has been on the periphery for a little while, as we have discovered. According to sources within the company, Michael Cole has praised him heavily and found him to be very, very versatile. So a lot of love for Jimmy Smith from Michael Cole, which has to be a good start for Jimmy. His first show is on Monday. This one coming, the 31st of May. We wish him good luck. It's an interesting one coming into that commentary position. Some people are able to get in there and throw themselves into it, and through all of the stuff going on in front of them and in their ears via Vince McMahon, it's a lot to take in. Some will sink, some will swim. I really hope Jimmy Smith is somebody that can get in there and ride that wave and make some really lovely calls on Monday Night Raw. We'll find out on Monday, won't we? Monday Night Raw certainly needs something going forward. I'm not saying that Jimmy Smith is the solution to this, but the bigger picture is that there are some issues within Monday Night Raw and its booking. Now, on Monday, Raw hit its lowest rating of 2021, a 1.62 million number, doing a 0.45 in the 18 to 49 demographic, among the lowest numbers in the history of Monday Night Raw. Now, the NBA playoffs were on up against Monday Night Raw last night, so it was going to be down without a doubt. And it will be down for a couple of weeks while the playoffs go on. But this is quite a significant drop. For total viewers, it was the fourth lowest in Monday Night Raw history. Not the record lowest. That was December 14th last year. That 1.53 million number, which went up against the big old NFL game. Here's how the hours broke down for Raw on Monday. 1.66 million viewers in the first hour, up a tiny amount to 1.67 in the second, and dropping to 1.54 in that third hour. It's just not a strong number at all for Raw. Up against NBA, granted, but you and I know from watching it that the show hasn't been great. And It's frustrating because I've been called out a few times now for being like anti-WWE, and I'm not anti-WWE at all. My God, when they get it right, they get it right. When they nail it, they nail it. Some great things have been happening on SmackDown. Some great stuff's been happening on NXT. But Monday Night Raw has been horrible. It's been awful viewing for a long time. Tiny flashes of brilliance, but such a lack of consistency and focus, and nothing to really draw me in as a fan. And I'm open to, I want Monday Night Raw to do well. We all as wrestling fans want Monday Night Raw to do well. It is the flagship wrestling program. We kind of need it to do well. You know, among everyone, you know, because a high tide raises all ships. When WWE does well and figures are up and popularity is high, then everybody does well, you know? I'm hoping AEW, very much nipping at the toes of WWE with some of those ratings they've been getting on AEW Dynamite. You know, we're getting into that 1 million mark more often than not. And there's still some, you know, there's still quite a distance between the two, but getting up there in those numbers is quite exciting for AEW. And you'd think it'd be something that would give WWE a little bit of a kick up the backside. We will see. I just kind of wanted to put that on record because I get a lot of grief of people saying that I'm anti-WWE, and I'm really not. Like, I want all wrestling to do well. I'm that boring guy who says, oh, everything's good. I'm that boring guy who refuses to be tribalist about wrestling. I'm that boring guy who says, hey, everything's great. Hey, I love wrestling when it's good. I don't care. I want all wrestling to be good. We deserve that as fans. And Monday Night Raw has not been good. It hasn't. I'd like it to be good. We all would like it to be good. Who doesn't want good wrestling? Exactly.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
WWE back on the road. We talked about this earlier this week with some big dates being revealed for WWE as they plan to make July the month where they get back in front of fans. Friday, July the 23rd, SmackDown will take place at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland, Ohio. We'll then have the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, Missouri for Monday Night Raw on July 26th. And then July the 30th, SmackDown will be the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So that along with the Toyota Center on the July the 16th for SmackDown, the Dickies Arena in Fort Worth, Texas for Money in the Bank, and the American Airlines Center in Dallas for Monday Night Raw on July the 19th. It's filling out nicely. And no sign of live house shows, no sign of anything other than the Raw, the SmackDown, and the pay-per-views. And I feel like that's a good thing. I don't know whether we need to go back to that system where we have 5-6 nights of wrestling shows per week where the talent are on the road for pretty much the entire week. I don't think we need that anymore. I really don't. I think having these shows in big markets is going to make you the money and give you the focus that you're going to need. I don't think you're going to need to do smaller house shows around the country. But we'll see. It's their train set, not mine. Details behind a tag team breaking up have been revealed. This comes from Fightful Select, who say one half of Indusher, Riku Singh, now known as Veer, along with Jinder Mahal and Dilsa Shanky, have been making some waves on Monday Night Raw. Fightful Select say, we were told that the other half of Indusher, Saurav Gujar, was deemed not television ready. Also told that Saurav has been in India for quite a while and there are no creative plans for him at this point. So Indusher splitting up basically comes down to the fact that Saurav is not in a position to really get into the wrestling ring again, which is wild when you think pre-pandemic they were looking for Indusher to challenge for the NXT tag team title. Cody did an interview with comicbook.com talking about why AEW has no plans to change the name of the TNT Championship. This is despite Dynamite and Rampage being moved to TBS next year. He says, I don't want to drop any spoilers, but I'll drop a spoiler. I don't think we're going to change the title's name one bit. TNT is the place that the first alternative challenger brand in two decades appeared on. Their excitement, our partners at Warner Media, and the TNT title, as I've stated, I think it is, if not for the most important title in wrestling, the second most important title in wrestling. I don't see us changing that name, and I think that's kind of across the board. I don't think you'll find anybody in management or Tony himself who wants to change that name. We'll always roll with the punches and we'll always pivot, but I'm 99% sure the TNT title stays the TNT title. PW Insider are reporting that an all-hands-on-deck meeting with WWE staff revealed that employees are returning to the offices in Stamford, Connecticut in July. This report also notes that some departments are going to be back doing in-person work full-time. Others will rotate from home to office work. Now, this meeting was led by Nick Khan, the WWE President and Chief Revenue Officer, presumably from his brand new mansion that he's just bought. He's making some good money in WWE right now. He's making some big waves. Also led by Chief Financial Officer Christina Salen. Talking of Nick Khan, by the way, more movement from him, more changes from him across the WWE. This comes from Alex McCarthy of Talk Sport. Dan Humphries from WWE's UK office, the International Vice President for Communications, has been released of his position in the UK office. Staff members from Germany, Japan, and India have also seen some big names within those departments let go. International offices having a large portion of staff let go. Nick Khan will be overseeing these departments to make sure that they stay in line with what the US are doing. Mikey Whipwreck, former ECW champion, has announced on Twitter he's no longer planning to make public appearances. This is due to a number of personal issues. He shared, as well as no longer being able to drive, that he's suffering from hearing loss, major migraines, mood swings, and social anxiety. He ends his tweet by saying, "Keep in mind, I've had 14 concussions that I remember, and they could very well be playing a huge part in all of this. Or they may have nothing to do with it. I'm leaning towards yes, but honestly, it's probably a combination of things. My wife is a saint, and I can't thank her enough for the love and patience in dealing with me. All things considered, I'm blessed beyond words, and I'm thankful for her and the kids."
Thank you, Tony. Good evening, Mr. Jericho. Esteemed members of the Inner Circle and Mr. Friedman. Pleasure to be here. I have a three-prong question, if you will. January 20th, 1961, President John F. Kennedy, during his inaugural address, said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." And Mr. Friedman, I ask you, what can you do for the Inner Circle?
Eric, that was truly a great question, and it was very powerful. So I can only give you a one-worded, powerful answer. Friendship.
And conversely, Mr. Friedman, given that most would consider you to be nearly a complete package as a wrestler, what is it that you believe the Inner Circle can do for you?
Well, Eric, unfortunately, I'm going to have to correct you there. I'm not nearly a total package. I am a total package, okay? You tried, though, and you're doing great. Trust me. Guys, the mic's in my hand. It's really not that complicated to understand. While I am the total package, I am able to humbly accept that there is one dent in my armor, and that is the simple fact that I might not be the best team player, but I firmly believe that once I join all these great men, I could learn how to be.
Finally, Mr. Friedman, as you are well aware, I've worked with Mr. Jericho for many years, and I think most would agree with me that he is a prima donna.
Whoa, a prima donna? You know, I've never
Mr.
liked
Jericho,
you,
Mr. Jericho, Mr. Jericho, Mr. Bischoff has the floor.
He called me a prima donna, Tony. He's calling me names.
Mr. Jericho, shut up! Mr. Bischoff has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Schiavone.
Eric Bischoff returning to AEW. Now, this was revealed on Busted Open Radio yesterday by Chris Jericho. He said Bischoff is going to be hosting a celebration of the Inner Circle designed to honor the group should it be their final time together. You see, if MJ's Pinnacle wins their match against the Inner Circle at the Stadium Stampede, then Jericho's group must split up forever. So this is a chance to say a final farewell, potentially, to the Inner Circle, led by Eric Bischoff. He was the moderator, as you heard there, from last August's debate between Jericho and Orange Cassidy. And I like that they keep bringing Bischoff back in for stuff. I'm a big fan of 83 Weeks. I think Bischoff has got a lot to say about the industry, and I think it's a nice get for them on a Friday Night Dynamite. You will see Bischoff on the show tomorrow. Sam Driver's back on twitch.tv/cultaholic tonight from 6 p.m. British summertime. Spend your Thursday night with Sam Driver over on our Twitch stream on the Cultaholic podcast feed, a day later on the podcast feed, but you can watch it on the YouTube channel right now. Desert Island Graps featuring the Axeman Axel Tischer formerly Alexander Wolf in WWE. You'll get to hear our conversation a bit later on today about his life and times growing up in wrestling in Germany. He's coming out of Dresden, is our boy Axel. His plans now he's away from WWE to go and reinvigorate the German wrestling scene as well. More from the Axeman on the podcast feed later. But as I say, you can watch it right now at youtube.com/cultaholic. Also on the YouTube channel right now, in case you missed it, check out our pictures for AEW Double or Nothing 2021. It's Jack, it's Andrew, and it's Ross taking a look at some of what they believe may happen or what they want to happen at Double or Nothing this very weekend. We have predictions coming out for AEW Double or Nothing sometime soon as well. We'll take our picks on who's going to win what this Sunday for All Elite Wrestling. And as well, check out cultaholic.com. We love pickling your brains with these new quizzes. You can check out one right now. If you can name every casket match participant in WWE history, you are a clever, clever chicken. Try that at cultaholic.com. And check out Jack's latest column on why good wrestling on WWE Raw simply cannot save it from bad booking. It's strong, saucy opinions on Monday Night Raw. We've all got them at the moment. Read more at cultaholic.com. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.